Are you really in love? How do you know the difference between love and infatuation? This is often difficult to determine, for there are no set rules surrounding the definitions of love or infatuation. Romantic love is very much a part of the American way of life, and many expect that someday it is going to hit them and they will know they are in love. What are some of the differences between love and infatuation? Genuine love is more likely to involve a process of growing in love rather than falling in love. This may sound terribly unromantic to some who are used to hearing talk about falling in love or being head over heels in love. This falling is often infatuation, and the sheer emotion of falling in love often blinds a person to the imperfections of the loved one. We tend to think of the loved one as perfect ideal. Real love sees the total person, both the perfection and the imperfection. Infatuation, then, is a sudden emotional sense that one has discovered the perfect lover. On the other hand, love realizes imperfections and grows with the acceptance of those imperfections. Love leads a person to a feeling of security and trust in the loved one. It usually involves a feeling of mutual benefit arising from the new relationship. We are able to solve our problems together is the feeling of love rather than please love me because I need you. Infatuation often entails feelings of insecurity whenever the lovers are separated. Feelings of doubt, uncertainty, and fear of loss often accompany infatuation. What will I do if I lose him? And I wonder if she really means it when she says she loves me. Express the feelings of infatuation. In such a setting, a lasting love does not have a chance to develop. Infatuation tends to be more selfish than love because a lasting feeling of relationship probably has not developed, so that the individuals are still concerned mainly about their own needs and satisfactions. On the contrary, in love, the feeling of relationship is genuine and sincere, so that concern for the other person grows naturally. Physical attraction is an important part of both infatuation and love, but the superficial attraction is less important in love, for the couple experiencing love usually will build their relationship on a broader base than mere physical attraction. Although genuine love is an ideal which a couple pursues, you do not have to be perfect to love. True love involves accepting and respecting yourself and being sufficient on your own in order that you may accept, respect, and trust another person. But it does not require unachievable levels of these qualities.